Dave, let me have you first just give me a quick rundown of how bad the damage was, because I understand it was pretty extensive.
Well, yes, we had quite a lot of tree debris falling from the trees that were a result of the heavy load of snow and ice that came with the storm last week. And then on top of that, sort of insult to injury, was the windstorm that followed up. So as a cumulative effect from all of that, we had literally tons of large fir boughs, treetops from mainly deciduous trees throughout the park. And, of course, we've got over 700 acres of mostly forested property at Trek. And it's interspersed, the evergreen forest is interspersed with a lot of deciduous trees that seem to be more vulnerable to the ice, snow damage, and eventually wind damage than the evergreens were. But just tons of that stuff fell off of the trees and was so heavy due to the coating of ice and snow that it damaged, seriously damaged our free-roaming area fence line. We've got about 4.5 miles of chain-link fence that surrounds our free-roaming area where the larger hoofstock are displayed. There were 25-plus places where either trees or large limbs fell and damaged that. And then our snowy owl and turkey vulture exhibits were virtually totaled, so we had to remove the birds from there. And a number of our off-exhibit holding facilities, mainly for our presentation animals, were damaged. And, of course, there was so much debris down on the pathways and roadways that it took us 3 days with chainsaws just to cut access back into the critical areas of the park where keepers and other staff had to be to maintain the animal collection. So it was during this whole time, 5 days, we were without power. So it was a really hectic, stressful 5 days. We now feel like we're on top of the situation. We've got all of the potential security issues taken care of in terms of fences that were pushed down so low that it might have offered escape portals for the animals. And we've done remedial repair to the exhibit so that animals that were having to be helped off exhibit can now go back on exhibit. Although we're not open to the public, we wanted to be able to get the animals out of their holding overnight facilities and back on into the exhibit so they could be in a larger area for the biggest part of the day. So now it's continuing with the cleanup of the remaining debris and repair to those exhibit areas that are essential to get the animals back on display. So we think that it'll take us at least another couple of weeks to accomplish that, meaning that we won't be able to open the park before February the 17th. And right now we're on winter operating hours, which are operating schedule, which means that we're open typically only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So, and I'm glad you brought up that the date you were shooting for, President's Day weekend. How realistic is that looking for you?
Well, we wanted to stay flexible with that, but it so far everything seems to be happening pretty much on our expected schedule. So as we move along through the cleanup process, we'll know better. But it right now looks like that certainly we'll be able to do that.
Now, I understand that fortunately, all the animals are okay, but certainly this sort of an upheaval probably has an effect on them as well. Would you address that a little bit if you could?
Sure. There's no doubt that it was as stressful for the animal collection as it was for the staff. And I myself, on one of the worst days of the storm, was able to accompany one of the keepers out into our free-roaming area, where we were just mainly checking on animals, and the elk herd and the bison herd and others were kind of cowering in areas that they perceived to be safe, but unfortunately those were more often in the forested areas, and as the big limbs would drop, it sounded like gunshots or more like artillery going off probably. So it was obviously a very frightening experience for the animals. They normally would have come immediately to the keeper truck, would have responded, this Pavlovian thing, you know, they know the food's on that truck, so they'll be there to get it. But they were shyly cowering back in what they perceived to be protected areas, so there's no doubt they were stressed. And then those animals that got displaced from their exhibits, that's like forcefully removing them from their homes, they obviously have been stressed, but none of them have shown any signs of illness or injury as a result of that. And, of course, we're managing that stress the best we can and going to get them back into their normal environments as quickly as we can. So our staff has just done a remarkable job of dealing with those issues and at their own peril sometimes making sure that the animals were safe.
Sure, and so it sounds like they're bouncing back the animals then as well as they can.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a day or two for them to adjust in a traumatic change that way, and so some of them have been in their temporary housing now for going on a week, so they've calmed down and adjusted to that, and the keepers have made sure that they didn't have to experience any additional stress on top of it, so the professional animal management that they provide has really mitigated that a great deal.
Are we still looking at the $200,000 figure for what you need to get the place fixed up and back up to speed?
Yes, as we estimate the initial damage that we've had and calculate, you know, just replacement for running foot of chain link fence and the various holding facilities that we've lost and so on, that's the number we come up with, and that's in addition to lost revenue, of course, because we're not able to be open. We weren't able to be open the weekend of the storm, at the end of the storm, and for the next two weekends. So, yes, there's considerable revenue loss on top of that. So $200,000-plus is the impact that it'll have on Trek. We appreciate the concern that people out there have shown for us, feedback through our website, and you know, just we'll do everything we can to bring Trek back to its former glory as quickly as we possibly can.